Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
And then there were four. On Friday at 1:23 p.m., the Senate officially killed House Bill 284, a bill to ban doctor-prescribed suicide in Montana. That leaves four remaining pro-life bills still in the pipeline. The bill died on the Senate floor after a second reading debate on a vote of 23-26, with one Republican excused. Six Republicans joined all Democrats in voting no, and thus continues Montana's schizophrenic stance on this issue. Ever since the Montana Supreme Court rendered its poorly worded Baxter decision in 2009, Montana has been struggling to craft clear public policy. Helping someone kill themselves is still considered homicide in Montana, but the Supreme Court said in a very narrow set of circumstances, a doctor who prescribes medication for a suicide and is subsequently charged with homicide might be able to claim the consent of the victim as a defense if he goes to trial. House Bill 284 was a simple attempt to clarify the policy and regain legislative control over the issue. The bill simply says the consent of the victim is not a defense, period, paragraph. The genie would be placed back in the bottle, and Montana law would continue on just as it has for over 100 years. The schizophrenia enters in because the court told the legislature to clarify the issue, and the legislature is not able to do it. Over the past 6 legislative sessions, attempt after attempt to clarify the policy has failed. The legislature has killed all attempts to legalize doctor-prescribed suicide and all attempts to ban it. In essence, we're stuck. We can't go forward, and we can't go backward. And to make matters worse, there are doctors out there prescribing suicide drugs in a completely unregulated environment. I understand this is Montana, but this is one issue that should not resemble the Wild West. Once the drugs are purchased at the pharmacy, there is no follow-up or accepted procedure for administering them, no requirement for witnesses to be present, no protocol for what to do if the suicide attempt fails, and no law that says the drugs must be self-administered. Under that scenario, a single person who is tired of caring for another person, or who stands to gain financially from that person's death, could conceivably administer the drugs alone in a room with the victim, and no questions would be asked, even though we're now talking about homicide, not suicide. And what about family members who may question the death? Without witnesses, there would be no proof that it was actually suicide. The other side uses the term physician-assisted suicide, but in reality, a physician need not actually assist. They can simply write the prescription. It's up to the patient as to whether or not they actually fill it, and when and if the drugs are actually ever taken. According to testimony, doctor-prescribed suicide is going on in Montana as we speak. It's too bad the court opened up this Pandora's box, and it's too bad the legislature is powerless to do anything about it. When it comes to the issue of assisted suicide, Montana truly is the Wild West. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.